Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Mesechtes Kelim. Perichov Tes Mishnah Echut Mesnayim Shal Chen Venim. Again, a handheld scale. It's hard to imagine, but that's how they did it. Sometimes the shopkeeper would hold the scale in his hands. Obviously, he had to hold it really even. It was designed in such a way that it stayed pretty even. There was a string on top. The string was attached to a ring, and there was a beam across. The other side of where the ring was, on the bottom side of the beam, there was a shtickle like weight to keep it down straight. Same is true with the chutmas naim shel zahavim we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. So here we have chutmas naim shel chenvenim, the ones that the shopkeepers have. The handheld scale of shopkeepers. As well as shel balibatim, the ones that balibatim have. Now sometimes if you want to measure a suitcase to see how much it weighs before you take it to the airport, they have these handheld scales. It doesn't look exactly like this, but the whole idea that you're holding a scale in your hands as you're lifting the suitcase is something we could understand. So you have the ones that the shopkeepers use, the ones that you keep around in your house. What is the shear? Zok the Mishnah tefach. A tefach of the string on top of the scale, that's considered part of the scale. Any more string than a tefach is really not needed. And therefore, if that would become tummy, that part, it wouldn't affect the other part. It wouldn't affect the string next to the scale or the scale itself. Same is true the other way around. By the way, a tefach is the width of four fingers. Yad hakardoy milafonav. So really, we mentioned this already in the previous Mishnah, but in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about holding this hatchet. So I told you then that you hold it a tefach below the blade. But the previous Mishnah discussed the part that's underneath your hand. There we said the shear is three etzbois. Now the Mishnah is telling us that a tefach above your hand is what's needed. So in other words, what are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell you that if you're swinging an axe, you don't hold your hand mamish by the blade. You hold it a tefach down. So you have a much better grip on it. So the shear is supposed to be a tefach on top of your hand. There's a tefach for your hand, a three etzbois underneath. So why didn't the Mishnah tell me this in the previous Mishnah? Why are we saving the what's underneath your hand in one Mishnah, what's on top of your hand in a different Mishnah? And the answer is, says the Bat Tanura, in this Mishnah, the Mishnah is giving us all the things that the shear is a tefach. So yad hakar de milafonav, the area on top of your hand until the blade, that's a tefach. Vayter says the Mishnah, shiare yad hapargoil. What's a pargoil? Your math teacher make you bring a compass? Actually, take a look in the Bat Tanura. Pargoil attaches mechuga. Compass balas, it was called a compass then as well. So they're like two pieces of wood that come together on top a little bit like a scissor, and there's a handle on top. What's the compass made out of? So try to picture like what a compass looks like. If you can't picture what a compass looks like, imagine a scissor. But you don't have the two round handles on top. Imagine the bottom part of a scissor. So the two kind of feet of the scissor are made out of wood, but at the edges, there are two little metal tips all the way at the bottom. The two woods come up to like a little bit of a hinge, and on top of the hinge, you have the yad of the pargol, a handle where you hold on to it. In order for this to be considered a yad, you would have to have at least a tefach. In other words, above where the two pieces of wood come together, you'd have to have a tefach on top so the person can hold it. If the handle on top broke, you'd have to have at least a tefach left over. That's what the Mishnah means, shiyore yad pargol, what's left of the hand of the pargol. Actually, the Taisus Yom Tov says, used to refer to it as Shiyara Yad. It's not necessarily that it broke. But either way, you have to have a tefach over there. It would have to be at least a tefach, if not, you can't hold the compass. You have to hold it on top in order for it to work. So it has to be a tefach. It's a tefach, it's called a yad. Vayter says the Mishnah, Yad Makeves. So this is like a tool, there's a chisel on top, a piece of metal that comes out flat, and it's inserted into a handle. People that engrave stones use this. So the Yad Mekeves, the handle of this Mekeves, shall mefat chayavonim, of those who grave stones, tefach. Up until a tefach, it's considered a yad to this tool, because, again, that's what you need to be able to hold it when you're using it. Mefat chayavonim, the Bat Tanura points out, it's a lashon of, we have in the Torah, pesuchei chaysam, those that engrave the stones. So in the Mishnah, we learned a bunch of shiurim that are a tefach. The string on top of the scale that the shopkeepers use or balabatim use up until the tefach is called a yad to the keli. When you have a handle to a hatchet, you have to have room for a tefach above where you hold it. And we spoke about the Shiyari Apargol, which is the part on top of the compass. There has to be at least a tefach over there, as well as the shear of the handle is a tefach.